Leesburg delegate Lovely Lowell owns an information securities firm. She says Republicans are distorting the president's record by saying he's crushing small businesses like hers. Lowell says tax credits from the Obama administration show that recent Democratic presidents have had the middle class in mind.
It has helped me a great deal. And with the health care, you know, it will, when we are able to provide health care to our employees, they will be happy. And I will be happy that they will be, you know, coming more and not taking absentees and all those kind of things. So it helps overall when we are able to provide our employees.
Brian Moran is chairman of the Democratic Party of Virginia. He says the vision laid out by Bill Clinton and other Democrats this week is a message that will appeal to Virginia voters.
The president's spending so much time trying to build our economy from the middle out. What you heard from the Republican convention is top down. You know, let's give millionaires and billionaires tax breaks and hope that will trickle down to the rest of us. And that's a recipe for disaster, and we know that because of the 8 years of George Bush.
In the midst of all the policy discussions, something happened on the ground in Virginia that could bode well for Democrats' chances in the fall. This week, the Virginia State Board of Elections ruled that former Congressman Virgil Goode can have his name on the ballot in November as a third-party candidate. Moran says Goode could siphon off conservative votes from the more moderate Mitt Romney.
If it's a close race, yeah, he could actually be the difference in Virginia.
Moran adds that Democrats aren't going to rely on Goode to tilt the race. He says they're going full bore to get new voters registered and to spread the president's message throughout the Commonwealth. I'm Matt Laszlo in Charlotte.